From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraq's prime minister calls on Islamic State fighters in Fallujah to put down their arms. In a national address on state television, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that government forces had gained control over most of the city of Fallujah, but that there were still what he called some pockets that needed to be cleaned out within the coming hours. Iraqi special forces battled their way into the center of Fallujah on Friday, capturing a key neighborhood and a government complex from Islamic State group fighters. In his address, Mr. al-Abadi addressed members of the Islamic State directly, saying that there was no place for them in Iraq. He said that he has promised to liberate Fallujah, and our troops fulfilled that promise. Your leadership has abandoned you. They made promises to you, and they failed their promise. Islamic State militants reportedly pulled back into the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind heavily booby-trapped buildings and streets, networks of underground tunnels, and snipers. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track and field's world governing body said Friday it is continuing a ban on the Russian athletes. The IAAF said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. This is VOA News.